Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Now it's time for Quest of Hinduism. This is an interaction between you and us. Today's topic is Swami Dayanand Saraswati. You can call us with your comments and suggestions at 832-704-9273. Again, that number is 832-704-9273.
We're talking about the Swami Dayanand Saraswati who has established Arsvidya Gurukula. Not to be confused by it with the Dayanand Saraswati of Gujarat. So Swami Dayanand Saraswati is a distinguished traditional teacher of Vedanta. His depth of understanding and nuanced appreciation of Western culture makes him that a rare teacher who can communicate the vision of non-duality to modern listeners. He is able to make one see with immediacy the truth of oneself as the whole. So that was the gist of his teaching in Vedanta. Something I know about him has a dialogue between the religious leaders of Jewish religious leaders, and there were time in the conferences in New Delhi. He removed some of the misconception that Jewish religious leaders has that the Hindus are idolaters, which he removed that misconception. And there was another misconception they had, or the some thing against the swastika that Hindus use, and he removed that misconception, and that was two great things, in my opinion, he has done for the Hindus.
Yes. You know, these spiritual leaders are born periodically to reemphasize the fact that our faith should have to be more on a philosophical basis, not only ritualistic, so that we can do some deep thinking. And they're kind of a particular coming to this earth. It's got a lot of impact. And the following of which, you know, spreads all over the world in modern times. I think it is very important that teachers like this of Vedanta appear with a kind of a communication that also enriches everybody with their education importance in the Vedantic way of life. His teaching Vedanta in India for more than four decades and around the world since 1976. His public talks abroad has spoken many times, most of the prestigious American universities. He addressed the international conventions, UNESCO, United Nations, where he participated in the Millennium Peace Summit. Like you said, he had to approach all the other religious leaders to make sure that what we believe in is taught. And taught the seven resident in-depth Vedanta courses, which is spanning to 30 to 36 months of all those who were participating in it. Five were conducted in India, two in the United States. Each course graduated 60 qualified acharyas who are now teachers around the world. More than 100 are now Swamis and highly respected spiritual scholars. Swami Dayananda's guidance in numerous Vedic teaching has been founded around the world. The two main centers, Arshavidya Ashram in Rishikesh and Arshavidya Gurukulam in Coimbatore. The United States main centers is Arshavidya in Salisbury, Pennsylvania. At present, there are at least 60 centers, both in India and abroad, carry out the same tradition of Vedantic teaching. What do you think about Vedantic teaching, Dr. Deepak Kotecha? You have written books on Hinduism as well as your involvement. Why do we have to teach them Vedantic tradition?
That's a very tough question. You know, Swamiji, I met him in 2006 or 2007, I believe. I was invited to speak at the Hindu Mandir Executive Conference, and I met him there. And he's a wonderful man, mm-hmm. very humorous. you know, and we rarely get to see that side of humor. And we were discussing, you know, at that time I had newly written my books, and we were discussing my books, and he gave me some insight into them. But to come back, you know, he's a giant of Vedanta, and he comes across to me, at least, as Adi Shankaracharya and Swami Vivekananda all rolled up into one. And you know, we spoke earlier on this program too that we have to. The Vedanta are there to show us the path, ultimately to exit creation and go back to that which is real, that which is truth, that which stands the test of time, but actually is beyond time. So to do that, you have to think about what Adi Shankaracharya says and what Swamiji says. And, you know, it's amazing. The Jagat in its truest form is mithya,
mm-hmm.
and Brahm is satya, and just like a bubble will burst, one day this bubble will burst, and what happens then? So you start getting into what happens is after death, is there life after death, and what happens? So it goes back to the core of Hindu beliefs,
mm-hmm.
and so his teachings are also important to liberate us from the prison that is Maya and the immediate prison that is body. So, you know, I've said this several times that, you know, we don't have a soul. We are the soul. We have a body. And Swamiji used to hammer that point across,
mm-hmm.
that we don't have a soul. We have a body. And it's not semantics, but it once you start to realize that you are not the body and you start living with the soul, it makes a huge difference. And so Swamiji's teachings are just phenomenal.
Yeah, actually, as you said, he's a very, very simple man. You
yes.
know, I met him also once at Chandra Raghu, who happens to, Chandra Raghu is AIM for Seva coordinator in Houston.
Yes,
and most of us know Chandra, today is Chandra's birthday.
Yes, it
I
is.
Wish him very, many happy returns, and all the blessings of his guru will be with him always. And that AIM for Seva is not just kind of a thing where they Ashwavidya Ashram and Gurukulam teaches Vedanta, whereas AIM for Seva is inaugurated for bringing medical, educational, nutritional infrastructure to the villagers of the remote places of India. Mm-hmm. That is another thing, you know, that he has involved in is to do Seva. That AIM for Seva itself is All India Movement, where he coordinates a lot of, you know, young children to be traditionally believing in not only just what is good, but it's more about based on our Hindu Vedic life.
Yes, and you know, and that is such an important thing. It not only impacts the children, but it impacts entire villages. And at the end of the day, it impacts us all. Poverty impacts us all, whether we care to see it or not. And Swamiji, with his far-reaching vision, was a pioneer in this process.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he did, what he's doing, what his work is doing, his movement, you know, as you pointed out, it's a movement, it's not a project, is taking the children, one child at a time, and bringing them up, surrounded by the rich culture and tradition of Vedanta, our values, our heritage. The knowledge, the academic knowledge that is important. And, you know, at the AIM for Seva program that we had just a couple months ago, we saw the results. We actually are able to see these children become contributing members. And then they pay back in kind. They go back to those villages and they help bring other children out of poverty. So it's just huge. The impact is tremendous.
Yeah. Kantibai, you have met him, you said. When was the time and what happened?
That time I just heard him during the global conference, Millennium 2000 conference. That was the millennium celebration of Swami Vivekananda.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard him in that conference in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It was very impressive, and I know one thing, I just remember one thing, that he was a big proponent of the Nyaya philosophy of Vedanta.
Mm-hmm. And I am trying to bring a piece of his lecture and also one dedication that they have just brought out. And let me now bring you an action and reaction on Swami Dayananda Saraswati's own words. And here we go. This can you connect here?
It is very important for every human being to know what does it take to act and also react. If we can make the difference, see the difference between action and reaction, we can perhaps live your life of growing, learning, becoming wise. When somebody says, "I am sorry, I didn't mean it," what does it mean? Husband and wife, one talks and then one has to say, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean it." Or to any person, the one who says, "I didn't mean it," is a different person from the one who said, one who talked. The same person has, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the same person, when he is all conscious, is entirely different.
It's such an
So listeners, we're back on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. You're listening to In Quest of Hinduism. This section is devoted today to Swami Dayananda Saraswati, an inspirer, a leader, a great thinker, a great person himself, who had a wonderful sense of humor, unending patience. He was just a giant of a man. You know, in English we say gentleman, but that doesn't describe him. He was a gentle person. A wonderful person. Just there are very few words that can describe him, but his teachings. We were talking about his teachings, Vedanta.
Yes, that is obvious, not very natural for him. But what he also has a lot of impact on the environmentalists, and he made comments on the global warming and other aspect, and then. He has thought about this global warming. For example, when the animal is raised for the food, means meat eating and stuff like that, you have to raise so many animals, and that contributes the green gases more than all the cars combined in the world.
Correct.
And so that for that reason he was not only, that is one of the reasons he was propagating the vegetarianism, so you have to not produce that many animals for food.
Correct. He was a practical person. And, you know, and this was one of the discussions that we had back in Detroit on in fact this very topic, that one of the things that I had written in my book was that, you know, global warming and climate warming are misnomers. I told Swamiji, you know, that we really should be using words like climate collapse. The climate is actually collapsing, you know, with the deforestation by the literally hundreds of acres a day to so that more farm animals can be raised. Not to mention the cruelty that goes into this. So practically, you know, humans have become our own worst enemy, and there's a lot of energy loss when you go from consuming the food directly to having the animals consume the food and then you consume the animals. So there's a huge loss of energy there, and the global impact is now evident. So Swamiji, at that time, this was back in 2006 or 7, I believe, that we met. We were talking about these discussions, and so he, you know, this is something that he's been working on for a long time.
The Gurukulam, where he teaches Vedic teachings, two main centers, as I said, in Pennsylvania, Salzburg, as well as Coimbatore in India, and also one in Rishikesh and 60 other centers. When these are all residential learning for knowledge of the rishis or the sages. And the goal for time of formation where emulate academic institutions with the focus to Advaita Vedanta, Vedas, Sanskrit, practice of yoga and meditation. And since the institutes have added Hatha Yoga, Ayurveda, Astrology, the 6 Indian disciples to the curriculum, courses range in a duration of a single weekend to 3 years, instruction in English through advanced study and the original Sanskrit text. He also produces books on Vedanta, Hinduism, Hindu philosophy, Panini grammar, Indian history and related subjects. And these have studied centers who have gone through spread of Dayananda's teachings elsewhere that has established ashrams of their own. And I think he has extensively reached out to a lot of people all around the globe, giving the importance of the Vedic teaching and also how they can apply it to their normal life. I think that is more important, that we learn about all this, but how to lead the life in a very simple way, the way he showed how it has to be done.
Correct. Absolutely correct. And you have to follow Swamiji's example and lead with simplicity. So simple living and high thinking, this was something that he embodied at every step of his life.
Mm-hmm. And our lines are open, and you please call us at
832-704-9273. Again, that number is 832-704-9273.
You know, Swamiji has had an impact across not just simple people, but, you know, not just in India, but here in the U.S. as well, like you mentioned, Taraji. And I'm looking at an email from Gaurang Vaishnav from BHP, and he says that, you know, they've been very fortunate to have Swami Dayanand and Saraswati as their guiding force. And it was Swamiji who directed BHP in the late 90s. To assemble all saints and gurus of the Western Hemisphere, and it was with their blessing, with Swamiji's blessings, that they embarked on the Hindu Mandir Executive Conference Initiative in 2006, which, as we know, has become a great success. VHP was established in Bharat on August 29, 1964, at Santipani Ashram, and it was Swami Dayanand Saraswati who wrote VHP's draft constitution, which is, you know, so he's had an impact everywhere. He's just a tremendous personality.
Yeah.
And we can play one music now.
So, leaders, listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We're in quest of Hinduism, and this program, this section, is devoted to Swami Dayanand Saraswati.
And now I'm going to play one bhajan. Actually, it's a song, and I think everybody knows about this one.
दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
आंधी में भी जलती रही गांधी तेरी मशाल
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
धरती पे लड़ी तूने अजब ढप की लड़ाई दाहिन कहीं तो अपना बंदूक चलाई दुश्मन के किले पर भी नकी तूने चढ़ाई बाहरी फकीर खूब करामात दिखाई चुटकी में दुश्मनों को दिया देश से निकाल
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
रघुपति राघव राजा राम
शतरंज बिछा कर यहाँ बैठा था जमाना लगता था कि मुश्किल है फिरंगी को हराना टक्कर थी बड़े जोर की दुश्मन भी था ताना पर तू भी था बापू बड़ा उस्ताद पुराना मारा वो कच के दाव के उल्टी सभी की चाल
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
रघुपति राघव राजा राम
जब जब तेरा बिगुल बजा जवान चल पड़े मजदूर चल पड़े थे और किसान चल पड़े हिंदू वो मुसलमान सिख पठान चल पड़े कदमों पे तेरे कोटि कोटि प्राण चल पड़े कूलों के तेज छोड़ के दौड़े जवाहरलाल
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
रघुपति राघव राजा
राम मन में थी अहिंसा की लगन तन पे लंगोटी लाखों में घूमता था ली सत्य की चोटी वैसे तो देखने में थी हस्ती तेरी छोटी लेकिन तुझे झुकती थी हिमालय की भी चोटी दुनिया में तू बेजोड़ था इंसान बेमिसाल
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
रघुपति राघव राजा राम
जग में कोई जिया है तो बापू तू ही जिया तूने वतन की राह पे सब कुछ लुटा दिया मांगा न कोई तख्त न तो ताज ही लिया अमृत दिया कभी को मगर खुद जहर पिया जिस दिन तेरी चिता जली रोया था महाकाल
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
रघुपति राघव राजा
Friends, this was about the Gandhiji. You must have figured it out. And this coming Friday, October 2nd, is Gandhi Janma Jayanti. So let's try to learn something more about Gandhiji. Most of you all know his political involvement and his involvement in the independence of India. You also know he was a big proponent of nature care, about the health, and he had actually written a book called Nature Care. And I'm going to read some little bit about that book, and what his idea was. Gandhiji had a passion to tend the sick and serve the poor. He valued life close to nature for his simplicity and evolved the practice simple rules of health. He had almost a religious faith in the vegetarianism, which led him to carry out dietic reform based on pragmatic results obtained from the personal experiments. And there was his book's name was Satyana Prayogo, in which he has that and also the health issues he has covered in Satyana Prayogo. He was tremendously influenced by the writings of Dr. Kuhne on nature care. He believed that the human body, mind and spirit could be maintained in a state of perfect health by observance of simple rules. He attempted to discover cause of ordinary ill health and improvised simple remedies of nature care. He established a nature care center at Uruli in pursuance of his belief that the poor could not afford costly medicines and remedies, and that he owed it to them to let them have the benefit of these lifelong experiments in health and hygiene. The human body is a wonderful and perfect machine. If it gets out of order, it can set itself right without the medicine, provided it is given a chance to adjust itself. If we are not abstemious in our habits of food, etc., or if our mind is agitated by passion, emotion or anxiety, the body cannot eliminate all the refuse, and that part which remains uneliminated turns into toxins whose presence gives rise to a symptom which you disease. The disease is an attempt of a body to get rid of toxins. If the body is held, his body is helped in the process of elimination by fasting, cleansing of the bowels, or enemas, bath and massage, the body could be restored to its natural health. This is in brief that Gandhiji meant by nature cure.
नम्रता के सागर तेरी अपनी नम्रता दे, हे नम्रता के सागर तेरी अपनी नम्रता दे। दीन भंगी की हीन कुटिया के निवासी, गंगा यमुना और ब्रह्मपुत्र के जलों से सिंचित इस सुंदर देश में तुझे सब जगह खोजने में हमें मदद दे, हमें ग्रहणशीलता और खुश दिल दे, खुश दिल दे, खुश दिल दे। हे नम्रता के सागर तेरी अपनी नम्रता दे।
Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
we are now bringing you The Search for Freedom. This was an article written by Swami Dayananda Saraswati. He says, the urge to become significant and complete is a natural urge, and I cannot dismiss it. If I cannot dismiss it, the only thing I can do is to fulfill it. We do see in life there are means of fulfilling the urges that are natural. Hunger is a natural urge, and there is a means of fulfilling it. Food is available in the creation. Thirst is a natural urge, and there is a means of fulfilling it. Water is available in the creation. Urge for air is natural, and the air is fulfilling it by biological urges. We have different means of fulfillment. With these natural urges are fulfilled, fundamental urge to become free from being small and insignificant, the love for freedom to someone significant must have a means to fulfillment. The urge to become that is everyone wants to be special. Everyone wants to be loved and specially recognized as someone special. In other words, everyone sets himself or herself up to prove up to somebody, to be somebody. It is very natural. You cannot complain that a person is ambitious. The urge comes from the fact that I am small and insignificant. An urge being very natural, it means fulfillment, but the means to follow one does not seem to be appropriate because it is never successful. The pursuit of money and pleasures that we follow does not seem to remove this insignificantly significant material. The more we gain, the more we desire. Any experience that gives some pleasure has got to be repeated. If it is repeated, then one gets bored. Monotony is a result of repeated experience of anything. So one turns attention towards something else. Even if the pursuit of money and pleasures are fulfilled, one wants something else like power. One is ready to spend any amount of money for the sake of power. Mere money alone is not enough. Power seems to be one significant, and if I'm a moneyed person without any power, I cannot accomplish anything. Thus, we find we follow, we do not fulfill the fundamental urge. At the same time, we cannot dismiss it. And because it has taken our permission before coming, that is why you cannot tell an angry person, do not get angry. He will get more angry if he is told so. Because he has decided to be angry, the situation is one of helplessness. And the significance of being natural, I cannot dismiss it. And thus spoke about freedom. What one really wants is not a thing but freedom. Freedom is not a thing. Happiness is not a thing. Bondage is definitely not in the nose or ears. And eyes have no complex that I am good. It is the thought process that one can therefore pick up the freedom by going to a place or keeping oneself in a place. And do not see yourself or centered with the I. When that I is dissolved, then you become free and you become a Brahman. The limitless you is Atma. How are you going to know it? It is purely recognition in the form of vritti, though born of means of knowledge. That means of knowledge is also known as Upanishads.
राम सुमिर के रहम करे ना फिर कैसे सुख पाएगा राम सुमिर के रहम करे ना फिर कैसे सुख पाएगा कृष्ण सुमिर के कर्म करे ना यूं ही जग से जाएगा राम सुमिर के रहम करे ना फिर कैसे सुख पाएगा भगवान को भजने वाले क्या भगवान को जाना है पास पड़ोस दुखी दीनों में क्या उसको पहचाना है क्या पहचाना है। जब तक तेरी खुदी न टूटे खुदा नजर ना आएगा। राम सुमिर के रहम करे ना फिर कैसे सुख पाएगा। ये संसार कर्म की खेती जो बोए वो ही पाए, जो बोए वो ही पाए। प्रेम प्यार से सींच ले जीवन ये अवसर फिर ना आए, ये अवसर फिर ना आए। चार दिनों का जीवन है ये कब तक ठोकर खाएगा। राम सुमिर के रहम करे ना फिर कैसे सुख पाएगा। अंतर तेरे अंतर्यामी रोज तुझे समझाता है, भला बुरा क्या करना तुझको राह तुझे दिखलाता है, राह तुझे दिखलाता है। मन की कही पे चलने वाले फिर पीछे पछताएगा। राम सुमिर के रहम करे ना फिर कैसे सुख पाएगा। शरण गए बिन जाप है निष्फल, निष्फल है जीवन तेरा, निष्फल है जीवन तेरा। जन्म मरण की हास न छूटे रहे दुखों से नित घेरा, रहे नित घेरा। पाप गठरिया भारी हो गई कैसे बोझ उठाएगा। राम सुमिर के रहम करे ना फिर कैसे सुख पाएगा। कृष्ण सुमिर के कर्म करे ना यूं ही जग से जाएगा।
दिस रेडियो शो इज सपोर्टेड बाय लिसनर्स लाइक यू एंड बाय सनातन हिंदू सेंटर विच अरेंजेस फ्यूनरल एंड क्रीमेशन सर्विसेज इन द हिंदू ट्रेडिशनल वे। कॉल 832-361-0625 और 832-704-9273 and we'll take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to you, all artists, producers and publishers, for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 or by logging on to www.sanatanhinducenter.org or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone and search for KBreeze 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead. By grace of Lord, God bless all of us, United States, States of America, Bharat, and planet Earth.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
And now it is time for the welfare, Kalyan, Mangalam of all.
Shubha Mangala Ho, Shubha Mangala Ho. जीवन का क्षण क्षण मंगल हो, मानव की हर कृति मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल 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 मंगल